This is Nursing in America. Each week, we speak with incredible nurses from all over the world who have taken the leap to start a new life in the United States. If you're thinking about doing the same, then this is the place you'll find all the insider knowledge and inspirational success stories to realize your own American dream.
Hi, everybody, and welcome. I am your host, Tanya Friedman, CEO of Kinetics USA. And our topic today is RN International Nurse Transition Support for a Spouse. So we're going to start off now by welcoming our guests who are on our panel this morning. We have two spouses of RNs who are joining us this morning. And a little later in the show, we will be bringing in some experts. So please stay tuned because we're going to talk to you all about the RN spouse experience, what it was like for them to come to the United States, what the process was of making the decision, their lives in the United States, how they found a job, resumes, LinkedIn, job platforms, lots more to come. So I'd like to welcome now Judy and Mark. Hi, Judy. Hi, Mark.
Hi, Tanya. Hi, everyone.
Hi there. Welcome. Let's start off with introductions. Ladies first. Judy, do you want to go ahead and introduce yourself?
All right. Thank you, Tanya, for having us here. And my name is Judy Lopez, and I'm a spouse of a USRN, Kinetics nurse Mervin Lopez. And we arrived here in the U.S. last year, October. So we're going to celebrate our first year in America this coming 20th. Oh, yesterday. Yeah, we celebrated yesterday. It's 1 year already, Tanya. Oh, it's so fast. Time flies. And as Tanya said, like coming here in the U.S. is a big decision. It's not only one partner. It should be both of you because it's a life-changing decision. So as a spouse, my husband Mervin and I decided to come to the U.S. because of our children. They're growing up. They started to plan for their college, for their university. And yeah, here we are. And thank you for Kinetics for helping my husband, not only my husband, but for my husband, for me and our family to pursue our American dream here in the U.S.
Well, we are so excited to have you with us today, Judy. And thank you for sharing your story. I know it's so inspirational for so many families who are now sitting outside the United States and wondering what it's going to be like for them.
Yes.
It's really exciting. It's a big decision, but also very scary, can feel quite overwhelming and very frustrating at times. Thank you for sharing. Mark, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yes, good morning. By the way, I'm Mark Francis Pablo, and I'm a graduate of BSN in the Philippines. My wife is a USRN. Her name is Marinor. And before arriving here, I worked in the biggest pharmaceutical company there, which is Unilab, for 17 years before I migrated here to the U.S. with my family. We supposedly wanted to migrate here in 2005, but our papers were on hold because of the retrogression. So we just got our call on 2014, but my wife decided not to move here. But due to an incident in 2013 where we live in the Philippines, there was the Zamboanga city siege where the rebels burned down the city. It made our decision to migrate here. That's the reason also that we pushed our move here in the United States. And as what Judy said, it's like a team. You have to talk about it before moving here. And we decided to come here and we're here right now.
Okay. So we're excited to have you here, Mark, to share your experience. Obviously, you've been here for longer than Judy has. So I think that will be an interesting perspective to be able to share with. I'm just thinking, as you were talking, Mark, about an incident that happened that kind of galvanized you and your family into moving to the U.S., I had a similar experience. For those of you, many of you might know, I was an immigrant myself. I came here 22 years ago from South Africa, and my husband was carjacked in South Africa. My kids were little, and he had a gun to his head, and it was a very scary experience, and that was it was actually a moment in my life. I remember it like it was yesterday, where I made that decision this is it. We need to get our kids out of here and we need to look for a better future. So it's interesting how many immigrants come to the United States for different reasons. And then a lot of the times it's similar reasons that make this such a great opportunity for so many people around the world. So we spoke, both Judy and Mark spoke a little bit about decision making. Can you tell us, Judy, was there like a moment where you decided, you and your husband, to come to the United States?
Well, at first, Tanya, we didn't have that quick decision to go to the U.S. because we know that it was a long process. So there was a lot of preparation that has to be made. And the first thing that I remember that my husband was encouraged to apply or to take the NCLEX because of the visa bulletin. It becomes much faster at the time. So he took the NCLEX exam 2019. And at first, he was having a hard time to pass his IELTS exam. So what I did, I supported him and I told him, oh, that's fine. If you didn't get it, then you can take another exam. And finally, he got it. So he passed his IELTS. And the time he started to apply for Kinetics. And my kids as well, when we had this decision, Tanya and Mark, it's not only me and my husband, but also my children. They're also involved in this. And they're so excited, actually. And at first, they wanted to go to another country to take to study abroad. But then the plan, I mean, this is the God's plan in our family is for us to come to the U.S. altogether. And now here we are. My kids have started to have their own career here in the U.S. My daughter is studying nursing in University of Memphis here in Tennessee. And my youngest son is already entered the Air Force and starting his career there. So everything that happened in 1 year that we're here in the U.S., it's all like worth it. Like it's life changing. It's truly American dream is to be in a greener pasture. Opportunities here in the U.S. is unlimited. So I keep on telling the nurses and their spouses to encourage them to pursue their American dream. It's not only for them, but for the future of their children.
Thank you, Judy. Well, that truly is an inspirational story. And I love how your daughter is becoming a nurse. So paying it forward to the community. And you know, your son's career is really so amazing and awesome. So I'm sure you can feel very proud.
Oh, yeah. So this is to inspire every nurses coming here in the U.S. So we celebrate our 1 year here in the U.S. yesterday, and I'm so happy and grateful to announce that we are now officially a homeowner here in Tennessee. So we already closed our house, our new home, first home in the U.S., last end of September, and we are now preparing to move in. So so who could believe that, Tanya, in the span of 1 year? Like, there's a lot of things happening to our family, and this is something that the hard work of me and my husband paid off. Like, you can see what you really work for. And I keep on telling the nurses that they are so blessed because they're coming here as an immigrant. When you say immigrant, legality, they can work. Their dependents can work. Like me, I'm working legally here in the U.S. My children are studying, and they're enjoying that, you know, the privilege of being a green card holder. And that's what I keep on telling them. They are so blessed and they are so lucky to be an RN here in the U.S. And people here, they have a high respect with the nurses. They're very thankful with their service in the community.
Yeah, so it really is such a great success story, Judy, that you are showing to everybody watching around the world. And I know you're inspiring so many nurses right now and their families who can see themselves through your eyes and what you've lived through in the last year, and are hopeful that that can happen to them as well. As you said, when an RN, because RNs are Schedule A, they will get the green card, the immigrant petition, and then the families, the spouse gets the green card, which means it's much, much easier to find a job. Yes. Mark, in your experience, was it a different experience to what Judy has spoken about? Was the whole family on board when you decided to make the move? Because sometimes that can be difficult. You know, sometimes the spouse, one the husband wants to go and the wife doesn't want to go, or the kids want to go or they don't want to go. What was that like for you?
Well, what happened to us is that since 2005, we were put on hold. I was doing good in my work in the Philippines as a medical representative. So financially, I was able to support my family during that time. And my wife already decided not to go here. But as what I told before, that when we experienced the war in the city where we live in the southern part of the Philippines, that triggered us to decide to come here. And I was telling my wife that I'm willing to sacrifice everything to start all over here just to come here in the United States. And we ask our son if he wants to come here, and he really wants to come here. That's so when we decided to come here, he was the one very happy when we arrived, because he loves to watch usually movies and series in the we're in the Philippines. And the first thing he wants to do is ride the school bus. So, we were happy when we arrived here. I was really decided. She was asking me, "Are you ready to throw away everything that you have there in the Philippines? Your friends, your family, your work?" Because she knows that my work there was good, and I told her, "Yeah, I am. I'm willing to sacrifice everything just to be here." And in fact, after we arrived here in 2015, after 2020, we became U.S. citizens, and my son right now, he graduated with two diplomas, one for the regular high school and one for the international baccalaureate program, which is being given here in the United States. And he's right now a scholar in the University of Southern Florida, where he is taking up cybersecurity.
Okay, so Mark, we can see it sounds like the sacrifices were definitely worth it. Especially, I'm sure, as you were standing there getting your U.S. citizenship, I can imagine a very proud and emotional moment, because there's a roller coaster of emotions that get you and a roller coaster of experiences that get you to that point. But it sounds like there were a lot of sacrifices because you were established in your home country.
We'll be back with the conversation in just a second. There's a wonderful opportunity for you. AMN Healthcare Network is currently recruiting registered nurses around the world to live and work in the United States. To learn more and apply, go to amnhealthcare.com/international. That's amnhealthcare.com/international. On with the show.
So Mark and Judy, when you came to the United States, Mark, you came to Florida and Judy to Tennessee. Was it what you expected? Mark, you said that you expected beaches and it wasn't really that. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, when we arrived here first, because we planed in through Tampa International Airport. So when I went out, I saw, because it's near Clearwater, I said, wow, this is it. It's beaches and everything. I saw the buildings and everything, but when we were being driven to the place where we're going to be staying, I was wondering, why is it we're going like to the inside, a lot of trees, forest, and ranches already? And I said,
are you getting nervous, Mark?
Is this Florida? That's what me and my wife is asking. Then when we arrived to the place where we are being assigned, it's called the town is Inverness. It's a population of 3,000, and we were really shocked about it because it's so laid back. There's no buildings. You will only see houses, and it's like a typical U.S. town where there's a few places to go. So we really, for the first few months, we were really trying to establish and struggle a little bit. But my son was so happy because he was very excited to go to school and meet new people, classmates. In fact, he only made a month in grade 5 and he already graduated and marched to a move-up ceremony in order to go to middle school. So it was really hard for me at first, But when we finished after the year, we moved to Wesley Chapel here near Tampa. That's where we really like, because it's like a suburb and it's near Tampa. So it was a very good experience for me and for my wife. And we learned a lot when we were staying in that place. And moved right now where we are, where we bought our house, this is where I think we're going to stay until we retire.
So this is where you're going to settle. So what advice would you have for a family when they come to a place that is surprising, maybe they didn't expect?
I need the advice that I have to tell them that they have to be just be patient and try to observe the surroundings and not make it, you know, the expectations to be too high. Then try to adjust and try to mingle and check the place. Because sometimes first there's always the impression, what is this? But when we were there in the town, I said, it was great. It was also a good place to stay, because if you want to raise a family, it's so peaceful. There's no the school system is good, and the cost of living you could save, because everything is. If you compared it living in the city, it's quite expensive. But I just usually when I meet also new couples, I always tell them it's okay to be here. Just be patient and just stay with your family and try to mingle with other people there as what I did. That's why I was able to found a job there, even though it was not the job that I liked. But I told to myself, I don't want to complain anymore, because I'm doing this for my family and I want to support my wife, because as what we did when we arrived here, I told her that we need to be as a team. Because if one of you will not be, because I have seen other couples that they're not doing okay. That's why I'm telling all the Connecticut nurse that are coming in that you have to be a team in order to come here and support each other. That's the best thing that you have to do.
Yeah, I think that's really good advice, because the marriage can be affected. A lot of marriages can be affected by immigration. It's something maybe that people don't really talk about. And I think that's really good advice, Mark, is trying to be supportive, trying to be a team, and also to know that in the beginning, you might have to make sacrifices. You might not get the job. For example, like Mark was very established in the Philippines. He was earning a great living, supporting his family, and then had to come to America and take a job that wasn't his ideal job. But knowing that maybe it's just a stepping stone, it's a means to get you to the end of where you are today. And it takes time. Judy, were there any surprises or things that you didn't expect from your side as the spouse of an RN when you arrived in Tennessee?
Not that much, Tanya, because before we came here in Memphis, we did a lot of research. We do the street view through Google about those particular places. And living in Kuwait for 5 years, we already had this experience of migrating to another country. But expecting that we're going to be in the U.S. for the rest of our lives, it's kind of, you can feel the tension at the airport when we're coming here. My kids were so quiet. My husband, we're just looking at each other. And I told my kids, just feel like we're going on vacation. So when we came here, it was October. The weather is kind of cold compared to Middle East in Kuwait when we came from. And that's the first thing that we adjusted when we arrived here. And but surprisingly, it was a mix of feelings. Like we are all excited, tense, nervous, and also happy to start a new life. And surprisingly, Tanya, my kids love it here in Memphis because they love nature. And that is something that I really appreciate in the U.S. Like in everywhere you go, there's a huge park where you can, you know, enjoy the nature, a lot of outdoor activities that you and your family can enjoy. We really appreciate these places. And going the first thing that we big challenge when we arrive here is actually driving. When we were in Kuwait, we have this service going to and from work, going back home. My husband also has a transport. So we didn't, there's no need to have a car. But then when we arrive here in the U.S., driving is a necessity. And you know what? This is the first time that I drive. And four of us got our driver's license after 6 months here in the U.S. And we purchased our car. My kids are driving. My husband's driving as well. So I really advise to the nurses coming here is for them to practice driving before they arrive here in the U.S. because that is one of the challenges that they're going to face when they arrive here.
Yeah, those are definitely words of wisdom, Judy, because driving can be one of a lot of challenges, but definitely can be one of the big challenges. And I love the fact that you have done a lot of research. So I think that's also a good tip for anyone who's coming to the United States is do your research before you get here so that you know more or less what to expect. And the other thing that I think was really valuable that you mentioned, Judy, was looking for the positives, because we've seen over the years thousands of nurses come to the United States, thousands of spouses and families come to the United States. And those nurses who have a positive attitude and are looking for the positives, looking for, I love nature, I'm going to do that, or I'm going to learn this new skill of driving, rather than seeing it as a negative, are the ones that settle easier, because culture shock is really, it's a real thing. Yeah. It's a well-documented phenomenon, and it takes a while to be able to make that adjustment.
Yes.
Okay. And so we're going to move now on to talking about finding a job specifically. And we're going to bring in some of our experts who are going to be talking a little bit more about how to search for a job, how to put together a resume, how to use LinkedIn, how to interview for a job. So lots to unpack in the second half of the show. And we're going to be bringing in now Miata. Welcome, Miata and Richard. Hi, Miata and Richard. Welcome to the show.
Hello. Thank you for having us.
Thank you. I think Miata and Richard, if you want to maybe start off and just tell our viewers a little bit about yourself. Miata, let's start with you.
Sure. Well, my name is Miata Weissel, and I am the CEO of Resume Recruit. We have an office here in Savannah, Georgia, and we basically provide resume writing and professional development services for individual job seekers. We also work in partnership with some staffing agencies as well to be able to service their client needs as well. So later in the show, I can talk to you a little bit more about the services that we offer and also some insights and tips about looking for jobs, navigating the professional landscape, and of course, what it is that you need to know to become successful working in this job market.
Thank you, Miata. So we're excited to have you on the show, as expert advice is going to be coming from Miata on lots of different topics. As we said, resumes, interviews, what are the platforms to use when you search for a job? It can be very different. And if you are like Mark, where you were doing one job overseas, and Judy as well, and then landed up doing something totally different in the United States, it's hard to know where to start and how to learn how to navigate the workforce in the United States, because it can be very different from the home country. Richard, do you want to go ahead and introduce yourself?
Good morning. Thanks for joining the show. My name is Richard. I am the senior onboarding specialist here at Kinetics. I've been with Tanya for over 8 years. Half of that was as an IT recruiter. So I think that's why she brought me on to share some insights with you.
Thank you. So Richard has worked with thousands of nurses. Kinetics have brought thousands of nurses over the years. He also has a background doing IT recruitment, but more specifically has a lot of insight knowing about what it's like for spouses coming to the United States and how difficult it can be to make that transition of finding a job here when you don't know how things work.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode of Nursing in America. Part 2 will be available next week, so make sure you hit the follow button and come back to join us then. If you enjoyed the episode, please help us and leave a review. AMN Healthcare International is currently recruiting registered nurses around the world to live and work in the United States. We offer both direct hire and staff recruitment, giving you more options and flexibility to begin your American dream. To learn more and apply, go to amnhealthcare.com/international. There's also a link in the description. Thank you for listening. Tune in next week for more incredible conversations.